Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Laura.
Today we're talking about protecting your eyes from the computer. Now everyone uses a computer. I think every day you're looking at a computer for a very long time, or you're staring at a TV, or you're playing video games. This is something we use in our daily lives.But this can actually hurt our eyes. So on today's show, we're going to figure out how to keep our eyes safe.
没错，每天呢都会用这个哇电脑啊，而且还会滑手机或是看电视。可大家知不知道这些呢都对我们的宝贝的眼睛可是非常的不好。那很开心的是，今天我们就来看看到底呢我们要怎么样保护我们的眼睛哦。So let's take a look at today's article.
How to protect your eyes from the computer.
Today, computers are a necessary part of life, but using them too much can affect your health. However, there are some ways to relieve computer-related health problems, especially for your eyes. For one, you can use a special computer monitor.That minimizes harmful blue lights and flickers. Also, you can make the text on your computer easier to read by increasing the text size in your operating system. Last but not least, rest your eyes more often. Take frequent breaks when you use a computer. If you remember to look out for your eyes, they'll keep looking out for you too.
Necessary. Necessary. Water and food are necessary for living. Water and food are necessary for living. Harmful. Harmful. You shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health. You shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health. Increase.Increase, increase, increased, increased. The temperature is increasing every year because of global warming. The temperature is increasing every year because of global warming. Frequent, frequent. Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives.Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives.
Today's article starts by saying, Today, computers are a necessary part of life, but using them too much can affect your health.
OK, 所以一开始课文就提到现今这个电脑对这个生活来讲呢是个必备的一部分啦。但是过度的使用电脑就会影响到你的健康。那不过在课文当中我们看到的 today, 不只是指今天咯，是指现在的社会当中电脑是非常的重要哦。OK, 那 affect 呢则是影响的意思，会影响什么呢？当然是影响我们的 health, 健康。那其中我们看到了 necessary,What does this word mean, Joe?
If something is necessary, it means it is something that we need. So to say computers are a necessary part of life, it means we need computers every day to do our work and to study and basically to do everything.
OK, 那我们来看一下 necessary 这个字 N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y 它是一个形容词，就是表示必须的 We need it 这样子的意思。 So how do we use this word in a sentence, Joe?
We might say water and food are necessary for living. Water and food are necessary for living.
没错，这个水和食物对生命呢是必要的，是非常重要的。那有时候我们常常在口语上会说，哈，我一定要这么做吗？这样子的音我们可以说 ，Is that really necessary? Do I have to? Okay. Now, let's continue reading.
However, there are some ways to relieve computer-related health problems, especially for your eyes.
没错，然而呢，其实呢，有些方式可以减缓这个跟电脑相关的健康的问题，尤其啊，是针对眼睛方面哦。这里我们看到的 computer related 是什么呢？就是跟电脑相关的。而 relieve 这个字好像有点难，对不对？其实就是减缓的意思啦。而 especially 就是特别是什么什么这样的意思哦。
For one, you can use a special computer monitor that minimizes harmful blue lights and flickers. So we see the word minimize here. Minimize means to make very, very small or to make something less. Minimize harmful blue lights. So we want to make these blue lights less.And also the flickers, the flashes of the screen. We want those to be as little as possible, too.
Okay, 那这里我们看到 for one, 因为刚刚有提到说哇有很多 there are some ways, 有一些方式。那如果我们来举例的时候我们可以用其中一个是什么或者是首先还有什么什么东西要列举一些事项的时候第一个我们都会通常用 for one。所以其中这个方式呢就是可以利用特殊的电脑萤幕来减低有害的这个蓝光和闪烁。这里的 minimize 就像 Joe 老师刚刚解释呢就是只减到最少或是缩到最小这样的意思。而它的相反词当然就是 maximize, M-A-X-I-M-I-Z-E。而 flicker 呢就是闪烁就是如果你拿你的手机去拍这个电脑萤幕看到这个一条线一条线一条线这个呢闪来闪去的东西呢就叫做 flicker, 闪烁。And what does this word harmful mean, Joe?
If something is harmful, it means it hurts you or it hurts something in some way.
Okay, harmful 就是有害的这样的意思，它的拼法是 H-A-R-M-F-U-L, 它是一个形容词。
We could say, you shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health. You shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health.
没错，你不应该抽烟，因为这对你的健康是有害的哦。OK, harmful 就是有害的意思。那有时候有些东西呢，可能对什么东西有害，我们可以说 it is harmful to 什么什么。像有些东西可能 it's harmful to animals or harmful to plants.
Next, the article says, also, you can make the text on your computer...easier to read by increasing the text size in your operating system. This is another way we can protect our eyes. The text is the words that we see on the computer screen if you are writing something or reading something.
OK, 那刚刚提到的呢就是可以用特殊的电脑萤幕对不对那还有什么呢你也可以在这个作业系统也就是刚刚提到的 operating system, 把这个电脑的字体放大也就是刚刚我们提到的字体就是 text, T-E-X-T, 这样子呢就是字就会读起来比较容易啦。Increase, what does this word mean, Joe?
Increase means to make something bigger or greater. We could say the temperature is increasing every year because of global warming. The temperature is increasing every year because of global warming.
没错，这个因为全球暖化的缘故呢，这个温度啊每年都在上升。Global warming 就是刚刚提到的全球暖化。那提到的呢，刚刚的单字就是 increase。OK， 我们注意一下动词三态为 increase、increased， 直接接 d increased。OK， 就是指增加的意思。那如果呢变少的意思呢，减少，我们可以用它的相反词就是 decrease。D-E-C-R-E-A-S-E OK, 那如果 increase 现在我们提到的呢就是很多东西都会涨价啦我们就可以用到 increase 这个字哦 For example, they will soon increase the price from $50 to $60 A lot of prices are increasing these days
That's right, and we've got one more piece of advice here The article says, last but not least, rest your eyes more often. We usually see this phrase, last but not least, at the end of something when we're making our last point.
对啊，其实常常呢，我们在提就是首先是什么，第二点，第三点，那最后要提到的时候，如果我们要放在最后，但是又要强调说它其实也很重要的时候呢，我们就用到这个片语 last but not least， 最后也最重要的是呢，就是要怎么样 rest your eyes more often， 要常常让你的眼睛休息啦。
Take frequent breaks when you use a computer. So remember to stop once in a while. Don't stare or look at your computer for too long.
没错，其实看电脑的时候呢，也要规律的小小的休息一下啦。OK, break 当然就是休息的意思。Frequent, what does this word mean?
Frequent means how often you do something.If you do something in a frequent way, it means you do it a lot or many times.
Okay, frequent, F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T, 它是一个形容词，表示频繁的。像是呢，我们如果常常说，这个公车它常常的就是会停在每一个站，那我就可以说 This bus makes frequent stops.Okay, this bus makes frequent stops. And how else can we use this word in a sentence, Joe?
We might say, Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives. Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives.
Okay, 这里的 Joe 呢可能是另外一个 Joe 啦，他经常去台中拜访他的亲戚哦。Okay, 那另外我们常常说，如果我们是哪个地方的常客，我们也可以说 a frequent customer 来表示。
Lastly, the article says, if you remember to look out for your eyes, they'll keep looking out for you too. To look out for someone means you take care of them,or you make sure they are safe.
真的，最后这个提醒很重要啊。其实啊，如果你不忘照顾你的双眼啊，他们呢，其实也会为你着想。Look out for 其实有着照顾啦，或者是留意这样的意思。所以呢，要好好的小心照顾你的眼睛，毕竟眼睛是我们的灵魂之窗啊。相信大家呢在用这个手机啊，现在都是低头族，对不对？或者是呢常常看电视啊，或是靠近这个电脑荧幕非常久的时候，要记得多爱护自己眼睛，要不然如果眼睛不好了，以后都不能这个玩电脑或者是上电脑咯。 OK, I guess it's now time for our wrap up.
Today on A Plus English, Laura and I have been learningHow to protect your eyes from the computer. So there are some things you can do. You can take breaks when you're using a computer. Remember to stop once in a while. What else can we do, Laura?
Okay, you can also make the text on your computer, the text size bigger, I guess. 所以其实呢，刚刚我们就是有学到就是要多休息，还有呢，把这个电脑的字体其实可以放大一点，让字读起来比较容易。And I think there is one more last thing, which is rest your eyes more often.
That's right. So remember to be good to your eyes. We use them every day.
对呀、啊、其实呢我们要学习啊就是常常让眼睛休息，因为像是现在我出去每次看到在捷运上啦 MRT 或者是在吃饭的时候 even in restaurants, I see a lot of people still using their smartphones non-stop, OK, 都是低头族啦。所以还是要记得 look out for your eyes, 要多多的照顾自己的灵魂之窗哦。I guess that's all the time we have for today, right, Joe?
That's right. That's all the time we have for A Plus English. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A Plus 小聚会
Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight.
Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight.
嗨，大家好，我是 Celine。我的几个好朋友最近想要见个面，聚个餐。我们想去一间超人气餐厅，但是啊，我们可不想排队排到天荒地老。所以最好的方法呢，就是打电话去预约座位啦。 英文里要怎么样表示你要定位呢？我们一起来看看今天的小聚会。Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight. 这里我们先看看 reserve 这个字。Reserve 就是定位、预约的意思。这边呢来讲，在餐厅预约桌位，定四人的桌位呢，就是 reserve a table for four。预约两个人的桌位呢，当然就是 reserve a table for two 咯。是不是很简单呢？除了定位以外，你有没有想到什么样的状况也需要预约呢？你也跟我想到一样的饭店了吗？没错哟，预定饭店房间也可以用 reserve 这个字。像是 I reserved a room for us， 我替我们订了一间房间。我们也可以用 book 这个字来替换使用哦。没错，就是跟 book 书本一样的字 book。用法也很简单，例如我们可以说 I booked a table at your favorite restaurant. I booked a table at your favorite restaurant. 我在你最喜欢的餐厅订了一个桌位。也一样呢，可以用在订饭店房间，例如 My sister will find a hotel and book a room. My sister will find a hotel and book a room. 我妹妹会找饭店订房。最后我们来复习一下今天的句子哦。Repeat after me. Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight. That's all for today. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight.
Frank is going to reserve a table for four tonight.
Chit chat.
一定要记得，哎，表姐 ，remind me to do my homework。
嗯，你刚为什么用 remind 不是 remember 啊？
大家常常把 remember 和 remind 有点小搞混哦。简单来解释啦 ，remember 可以用来表示记得过去的某个人或者是事情。哎，像是我刚刚一忙就忘记我买的三明治放在哪了耶。I can't remember where I left my sandwich. 希望不要被 Johnny 吃掉才好。不过呢，记忆力其实相当好的我觉得啦 ，I am good at remembering people's faces and names. 我可是很会认人的长相以及记名字哦。另外呢 ，remember 也可以用在记得做某件事情，通常看到句型为 remember to do something， 像是哎。我碗盘好像已经放了三天没洗了 I must remember to do the dishes 我一定要记得洗碗啊不过呢如果你要别人提醒你记得做某件事情其实我们直接用另外一个字 remind 就可以了常见的句型为 remind somebody to do something 像是哎，我很怕我待会还是会忘记洗碗所以一定要请我表姐提醒我哦 I will ask my cousinTo remind me to do the dishes. 另外呢，我们常还会看到 A reminds me of B， 就是 A 使我想起了 B。A 和 B 都可以是人事物哦。像是那天我看到一个笨笨呆呆的狗，哦，马上我心中就浮现这样的 OS： That silly dog reminds me of my brother Alan.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Remember 只是用在记得某件事情或是人，而 remind 则是提醒某人要记得做某件事情哦。
How to protect your eyes from the computer?
Today, computers are a necessary part of life, but using them too much can affect your health. However,There are some ways to relieve computer-related health problems, especially for your eyes. For one, you can use a special computer monitor that minimizes harmful blue lights and flickers. Also, you can make the text on your computer easier to read by increasing the text size in your operating system. Last but not least, rest your eyes more often.Take frequent breaks when you use a computer. If you remember to look out for your eyes, they'll keep looking out for you too. Necessary. necessary. Water and food are necessary for living. Water and food are necessary for living. Harmful. Harmful. You shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health. You shouldn't smoke since it's harmful to your health. Increase. Increase. Increase, increased, increased. The temperature is increasing every year because of global warming. The temperature is increasing every year because of global warming. Frequent. Frequent. Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives. Joe goes on frequent trips to Taichung to visit his relatives.